Concours ECRICOM 2003, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 8. Identity Crisis. Policies, says Peter Lilly, a former Tory minister, are rather like houses. If one of them has been on the market for a long time, it's probably because there is something wrong with the foundations. That is one of the reasons why the government's consultation paper on identity cards, published on the 3rd of July, was received with some suspicion. Identity cards were in use during the Second World War, and successive governments have explored and rejected the idea of reintroducing them. The pattern has become familiar. Civil servants persuade the politicians that it would be useful to be able to keep more information on the public. The public objects to the idea, and the politicians give it up as being more trouble than it is worth. That may well happen this time around too. The government's nervousness about the issue is clear from its approach. Instead of calling these bits of plastic ID cards, it is calling them entitlement cards. Instead of making firm proposals, it has published a consultation paper, which it says it hopes will get a debate going. It wants, in other words, to find out how angry the idea makes people. And the signs are that the idea makes quite a lot of people quite angry. But the fuss about ID cards is misdirected. The ID cards proposal is a small visible manifestation of a huge invisible process of the collection, computerization, and centralization of personal information that is going on. Much larger questions, such as whether the computers at the Inland Revenue, that know everything about people's tax position, should be allowed to talk to the computers at the Department of Work and Pensions that know everything about people's benefit claims, are being decided with no public debate at all. The process of acquiring new information about people and using it in new ways will go on whether or not the government opts for ID cards, and will continue to transform the machinery of government and the state's relationship with its citizens. The reason the government is computerizing all this information is not because it wishes to attack personal freedoms, but because it wants to make its systems work more efficiently. This is something every taxpayer also wants. Investing in information technology is crucial to improving public services while keeping costs down. But there is a danger that efficiency will lead to the loss of liberty. An inefficient state can never repress its people as effectively as an efficient one. The only way of reconciling efficiency with liberty is to balance government's new powers with new rights. Let the databases grow. Let the computers talk to each other. Let the ID cards be issued. But give citizens the right to see any information the state holds about them. Fin du texte, numéro 8.